I wanted something that could be a formal group, and this is going to sound strange, but I wanted a formal group that could be informal together. Okay. I wanted something where we could clearly define who we were, what bonded us together, but I didn't want it to feel like you're making a presentation in a boardroom every single week at the crack of dawn when you get together at a diner locally.
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Rochester Business Connections, powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC, where I get the chance to chat with Rochester, New York's very best business owners, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. I am your host, Ben Albert. Don't forget to subscribe, and remember, we don't do advertisements. My fee for this show is simple. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to Rochester Business Connections on the Real Business Connections Network. I'm here today with Nate Hastow. Nate, what's up, brother? How are you?
Living the dream, man. Enjoying the summer weather. I can't complain. Best time of the year.
Best time of the year. It's fun to shoot the breeze with you. We probably shouldn't talk about Dave Chappelle on the podcast, but maybe
another time.
Maybe another time. Nate was actually one of my first ever guests. He was episode 6 of the show. I warn you, I don't even know if it was good. I remember some of the early... First off, Nate's incredible. But I had like bad mic issues in the front and my voice is weird and I was like always staring at my notes. So just giving a disclaimer, but I do recommend you guys do listen to 6 because that talks a little bit more about your story and why you do and what you do as a financial advisor. But we're on to some big things. And today we're going to talk about something called the VIP Network. VIP Network New York is the local chapter, founding chapter. Well, what am I talking about, Nate? The VIP Network.
Yeah. So I'll give you just a little bit of backstory for your listeners here. They can find a lot of this on the website as well. So allow me to narrate. For those of you who don't like reading anything with copy on it, your audiobook folks, which I'll put myself in that camp as well. So the VIP Network was actually a concept that was born almost 4 years ago now. But it really all started because doing what I do, I work with people on a day-to-day basis that are just kind of telling me everything, all of their concerns, their hopes and dreams, their hurdles that they're trying to overcome. And I felt as a financial advisor, someone who is sitting down and learning all this stuff, not only was I earning trust, because you should trust whoever your advisor is, but also having been in a position where I want to help, but I can't do everything. So VIP Network was actually a concept that came to light after I had a ton of clients asking me for recommendations on things that I didn't do. And I kind of got tired of one, potentially referring them to someone who I didn't know if they would follow through or not. If you're in any type of industry, making a referral or an introduction that doesn't follow through is not only not great for your client, it's not great for you. Those things are a transfer of trust. And I think you're putting your name on the line if you're not doing a good job vetting those people. But two, I think telling them to Google what they should do is a terrible answer. If you don't know, you don't know. I've heard a couple of people say, I don't know, when I can't find someone, I just tell them to look it up. Like, really? You almost should just say nothing at that point. It just seems like you haven't done any real legwork trying to get to know your local providers, people that you know, like, and trust. So VIP was really started to create kind of a local, close-knit community of business folks that held similar values and, you know, we could have accountability with. So that's why it started. It started to, you know, get bigger than that, bigger than just the local Rochester community. But, you know, that was where it was founded.
Talk about a serious problem telling your, you know, trusted clients, oh, just Google it. I know my go-to in the past has always been, let me write this down, I'll find an answer for you. And even in a lot of scenarios, I'll do personal research and vetting so I could make a recommendation for them. But you're talking about a scenario where there's no research to be done because you're basically the who's who. You've already got people, you know, in your corner, in your network that you know you can refer and recommend. So that sounds incredible. Am I on ball with that? It's, you're becoming the who's who, Nate.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's, and it's less about me. Like, I don't want to a lot of focus on me personally, but anyone who's in, you know, these types of groups, I think the real draw to it is not only are you in a position where you feel comfortable and confident enough to personally vouch that someone can provide them a good experience. And I do always tell people you're under no obligation to work with this individual. However, there's a reason I'm connecting you with them, and it's because I know that you're going to have a good experience and you're going to leave that conversation smarter on whatever topic you want to know more about or are looking for help with. So, but I think it even goes beyond that, right? It's not just about getting people opportunities. I think in the bigger picture of serving a client, you have a couple opportunities throughout that relationship to go beyond, you know, my name's Ben and I provide marketing services. You know, you have that opportunity where they ask you about something that they clearly value your experience and your opinion on, but they know that you don't do. That says a lot, first of all, about the relationship that you've developed, but it says even more if you're able to make a connection with someone who you collaborate with regularly. Now, depending on how integrated those services are, that might be something that you literally are working with that person on that client's behalf, kind of in the background as their, you know, bigger marketing team or, you know, bigger financial team or bigger benefits team. It doesn't, you know, the list goes on. But having those types of relationships, I think, is the difference maker. I've had so many experiences where technically all the parts by themselves were great, but for some reason, when you tried to put them together, things just didn't run that smooth. Communication was average at best. The integrations were not collaborative. And the experience, unfortunately, suffered because of it. So spending the time getting to know those resources you are making connections for, determining how you can best set each other up for success and serve the clients is kind of at the heart of all of this. And, you know, although VIP definitely supports that, obviously, it does come down to the individuals to put in the legwork. There's no magic potion to solve all of your business problems. It's always work, I guess, is the potion, right? Work and time. But, you know, I think VIP does create a platform and a place for you to get started, as well as a group of mentors that have done it. And although we're always all still learning, have a pretty strong track record doing it effectively.
So it's still an individual decision. You're a business professional. You need to show up. You need to lead yourself. But then you've got a support group of individuals like that that you can refer and basically allow your clients to be confident they're working with the right people. So I'm wondering, because this isn't just like an infomercial for VIP. You had mentioned that groups like this, VIP is not the only group like this. And we'll talk about differentiation in a little bit, but what's your opinion on just anyone should join any group like this? Like, it doesn't have to be at VIP. You could be listening from anywhere in the world. So no matter where you are in the world, you should find a group just like this and align yourself with the right kind of people, right?
Agreed. And whether it's formal or informal, that really comes down to personal preference. For me personally, the reason that we started this was I wanted something that could be a formal group, and this is going to sound strange, but I wanted a formal group that could be informal together. Okay. I wanted something where we could clearly define who we were, what bonded us together, but I didn't want it to feel like you're making a presentation in a boardroom every single week at the crack of dawn when you get together at a diner locally. You know, I wanted it to be comfortable. I wanted people to actually be in a position where if they didn't understand something, they could feel comfortable to challenge you on it, but in a kind way. Obviously, we're not trying to put people in a blast here. And I've never seen anyone in our group do that. So, you know, I think that just speaks to the quality of the individuals. But really, it's kind of a avenue for VIP to help people source those quality people. Could you do it with your own personal network? Of course. There's a million ways to get things done. But for me, I think I liked the formal group with an informal approach. Other people might like it the other way. They might like to be very formal with the people that they network with, but they don't, they want to pick the individuals themselves and go through that whole process. You know, we've done that through group leadership. So, you know, that's kind of the potential draw, I think, for some people of joining another group is you like the benefits of it, but you maybe aren't as particular with who you want involved. That's the whole draw of being in a leadership team for a group like this or any other networking group, having a little bit more control over who's on your bus. So, but yeah, I mean, like I said, there's plenty of ways to get it done. It just depends what your preference is and, you know, what level of control you'd like to have.
Yeah, so many different ways. And I invite the listener, again, you know, write down your values. Do you want the formal? Do you want the informal? What's kind of group's going to align with you? It doesn't even have to be a networking group. It could be a non-profit group or any kind of supporting community group. For VIP, what are the values? Like, what are the why? Like, just at the core, like, what are you expecting out of your members?
Yeah. So, I mean, we can start with just mission statement in general. I think we can work to the values from there. So, you know, the mission statement is really to bring together local professionals that are looking to make a positive impact on their communities and provide greater resources to the whole. So, again, mentioned it in the beginning, I don't do everything, nor do I want to do everything. And I think that is one piece of the puzzle, but we're looking for people, at least for our group, that want to go one step beyond that. They know that they don't do everything, but they'd like to be a hub of resources for anything that your mind can dream up. So that's kind of the core mission of the group itself. But the values that we're kind of using as a screener, I guess you could say, for the types of folks that we really want to have on board officially is, you know, we're looking for people that are professional, they're great at what they do. That seems like a given. But there are some groups that it's like a good old boys club, and it doesn't matter if you're good at what you do or not. If you're part of the in crowd, you're in. So, you know, first and foremost, we want people to be professionals. You know, second, we're looking for people that are passionate about what they do. And I've said this millions of times over, but if you can find a way to take something that most people think is dull and make me interested to listen to you talk about it, then I'm interested in going further. I'm a nerd kind of, so I'm to an extent, maybe I'm an easy mark on that. Like, I'm always into learning something new, but if you do a poor job presenting it and you've got no real feelings or purpose behind it, I'm kind of out. I'll listen to anyone talk about anything if they're passionate about it. But if I think it's interesting and you're clearly not passionate, then I'm probably out of that conversation pretty quickly. And then lastly, you're looking for people that are, you know, personable, can handle the face-to-face or in this virtual world, digital interaction with people in a, you know, effective way, are good in conversation, follow through on the things that they say they're going to do. So, you know, there's really that accountability piece obviously built into it, but those are the three main screeners that we're looking for. And, you know, working with people on a day-to-day basis, you want to make sure you pick the right company, the right group, the right individual to partner up with. So, you know, that's kind of where the vetting process goes a little bit deeper with each of the leadership team members. But, you know, that's the base level of what we're looking for and why we think it's important.
So professional, passionate, personable.
Never.
Hopefully, if you're listening, that's you, because these seems like for any person in business that's looking to level up in their career, these are essentials. Are they not essentials? I mean, we could get into the things you can't be, like unethical or rude, but I feel like passionate, professional, personable really tackle all the essential grounds.
I would agree. I think you can't be those three things and then also be unethical.
It's a good point. Then you're not professional.
I would agree. Yeah. And amongst other things, you know, personable, that sounds like you're manipulative now. Not personable.
Being rude is not personable.
Indeed.
Interesting stuff. So walk me through, I know we maybe could have even started with this. Walk me through when you like decided that I want to do this group. I want to help start building this group. You actually kind of already touched on it, wanting to have the right people to recommend. Was it easy? This has been a long-term work in progress. Like, so you already touched on that. You wanted to be able to recommend all the right kind of people. It's not like you just said, hey, I'm going to start a group. And then everybody just funneled in. And then you had this huge family tree of the most professional, passionate, personable people ever. Talk a little bit about maybe some of the woes and just a little bit of your journey through what you've accomplished so far.
Yeah. I mean, well, we mentioned it a little bit in the beginning. This is not something that happened overnight. There was no town hall meeting where we get screen everyone all at once, and then we pick the best and the brightest. Although I would argue we do have the best and the brightest at this point. It was not a rank and file walk through assembly line. So, I think for us, it became evident after the first couple that we kind of informally started doing this with, working together and having two or three people that were just excellent resources for myself, for my clients, getting awesome feedback from people that I was making connections to and likewise receiving connections from them. And to me, it was such a no-brainer that I would continue to do this. It kind of felt short-sighted to say, wow, me and these other four people are really great at this. This is all we need. Would we be as successful, from our own personal businesses as we've been to this point? Maybe close. It certainly would have been some more concentrated time, but I felt like this was something that made such a big difference for me that these skill sets, these perspectives, this coaching, more or less, all the things that I'd learned were meant to be shared with other people. Mm-hmm. So, even though I'll fully admit that not every single person, every single industry in that group are one that I would use on a day-to-day basis just because of the nature of, what I do for work or what my clients need. Teaching them how to create that power group of these are the people that you're looking for, and keeping my eye open for people I think can benefit others. I just personally think is kind of it's the right thing to do, right? It's the pay it forward mentality. And, you want to surround yourself with as many people as possible that have that same mentality. They're not out for themselves all the time. They're out for the collective good. And, we just felt like that could be multiplied instead of dealing with the addition subtraction that most mm-hmm. businesses have to deal with. Because if you have that bigger marketing team is what it almost turns into, but it's the most effective style of marketing, word of mouth, and in some cases, direct endorsement. Mm-hmm. So that just made the most sense to us, and we wanted to have a bigger vision, a bigger goal than just padding our own pocketbooks and that side of things. So it felt like it was worth the work, but it's been a 3-year journey. We've systematized a whole bunch of the stuff that we did not have in the beginning. We've learned some hard lessons in how do you go through the process of screening people? What are the standards that you need to uphold? Every organization has growing pains. We've developed the brand, thanks for your help, obviously, with some marketing and website consultation, getting an understanding of how we can, properly present this type of stuff. So, we've made it leaps and bounds. We're certainly not at our peak. I think there's still plenty of room for growth, obviously, but in that process, kind of taking that model and plopping it into some other cities that are looking for that type of a relational, almost like people who work in big companies, I think will say like their work family. Mm-hmm. This is kind of for entrepreneurs, or business development people. This can be your work family if you want it to be. And yes, you want to help each other, but it's also about that relationship and having people that understand what you're going through, being in that role where growth is what you're constantly focused on.
No, I love it. I mean, you touched on, you said so many great things, Nate. You touched on it. You're personal, you're professional, you're passionate. You'll probably do well, but don't you want to be surrounded by people similar to you and create that collective impact together? So even if you do just level up by 2%, everyone levels up by 2% and everyone benefits because of that. Like, I love it. So it doesn't have to be VIP, guys. I'd be looking for groups like this or considering starting your own. What is the future for VIP? If someone listening, can they start their own VIP group? Well, what's your like bigger vision, Nate? Like, where are we going in the future?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So obviously we'd love to have more people in VIP chapters, even if it's just for the purpose of them receiving the benefits that I think we've all received from the group. And, you know, I struggle with this because I do I prefer to remain humble on this side of things. And I feel like there's always room for improvement, but we do consistently get really great feedback from our chapter members. We're always looking for new ways that we can, you know, help support. But at the end of the day, I think the thing that would really take us to the next level and is where we're headed is being able to plant some chapters in cities outside of Rochester, New York. You know, the beauty of Rochester, New York, is there's a ton of entrepreneurial people there. And I love the people of Rochester, New York. But I think we'd be silly to assume that that's the only place that there's people who are out there grinding, working hard, and want to be better and want to serve better. So, you know, the bigger vision is being able to have another 10, 15, 20 chapters in different cities across the U.S. here and creating a bigger pool of knowledge and resource. You know, ideally, if you're going to be working with someone who's also in the you know, human resources, human capital, you know, space, you don't want to be sharing your trade secrets with the guy or gal down the street, although you might be in the same association. It's a little bit more comfortable to learn and be vulnerable in the things that you're trying to learn or do better in with someone two states over who's not your direct competition and still may have a lot of resources, knowledge, experience, having tried some different things that you haven't tried. So that's really our big vision, though. We want to have the ability to go through the process of and almost create a you know, a regular summit and mastermind groups from these different chapters. So it's, you know, crowdsourcing our growth through that process. But yeah, we're absolutely looking for people who are not in Rochester, New York, who want to start a chapter. If you're in Rochester, New York, you should maybe visit the local chapter because there is already a very well-established one hosted right in the heart of Rochester. And I think you guys have actually changed your location where you're meeting when it's not virtual. So I won't speak to that.
Okay.
but yeah, for people in Buffalo, Syracuse, Indianapolis, people in California, you know, Los Angeles, I think everyone and anyone could benefit from this if they decide they want to invest the time. We've already got the system. So it really is putting in the time at this point, with a proven process. It's not something you have to come up with from scratch, but we're happy to be a support system for it. And we'd love to be able to include you in the bigger mastermind and the learning that we can provide.
Absolutely. And like you're saying, it's a constant evolution. The location might change. The time potentially could change. We're building this from the ground up. I didn't mention this in the front because I wanted the listener to kind of just get a non-biased perspective. Didn't want Ben jumping on being like, join VIP, because this isn't a sales pitch. This isn't an infomercial. It's not a marketing pitch at all, but I am a VIP member. I helped facilitate with the website, logo, some of the stuff like that. Very simply because I'm aligned with what you're talking about here and I love what you're doing. And really, again, this isn't a pitch at all. I welcome people to reach out to me or Nate, put the info in the show notes as well. And if you haven't met us yet, reach out to us, guaranteed. But if you already know us and you just want to meet other VIP members and maybe even start establishing referrals without even joining VIP network, I think both of you and I are good with that, right? I mean, my network's the world's as far as I'm concerned. I know great people and I want everyone listening to know that. It's not VIP exclusive. No one can join. No, this is inclusive, right?
Yep. Yeah, I think at the end of the day, there are always some benefits that you get from being officially included, right?
Yeah.
But there's a ton of peripheral benefits from people that are, you know, they get the vibe, they like the people. We're pretty open about all that. You know, this isn't a closed door secret society. You know, we love helping. We love finding ways to be a resource. It's amazing how many people actually have been referred to different VIP network members that never joined the group, but you know, liked you or liked Josh or really liked working with Chris or, you know, loved Christina. I mean, that's a big given. Everyone loves Christina, but you know, they're like, oh my gosh, if that person's awesome, anyone they would connect me with would be awesome. And it just, it's not a requirement. You know, we're not sticklers on it, although we love seeing it happen. It's just funny how many times, you know, probably 8-9 times out of 10, someone who's in the group's like, you know what? The best person for this job is this person in the group. Why would I refer anywhere else? So they do. But we're not holding it over their head if they're like, you know what? So-and-so didn't actually offer the specific type of service that this client was looking for. I had to go somewhere else. Develop your network. You should always be developing your network. I just think this is a great home base of trusted partners that you have consistent interaction with and a relationship with to start with.
I'm with you, Nate. That's why, again, I think you might be my first repeat guest. I joined VIP over a year ago, and we wanted to wait on this as like the foundation was built so we can come in with confidence that the foundation's built and like people should come on and join. Like they get to be part of a great community. It sounds like there's a whole list of stuff we can do though.
Oh, yeah.
We can join a completely different group that we think's better aligned with what we want and what's going to serve us as a business person. We can start our own group. We can attend a meeting for, again, it can be VIP or any other group. We can just reach out to Ben or Nate. We can reach out to Ben or Nate's network. And in turn, maybe consider joining VIP. But to my understanding, you've been building more of a strict process where it's not just, hey, anybody can join. You're passionate. You're personable. Like, we want people that are legitimately like the members vet to make sure we have the right people, correct?
Agreed. Yeah, I think really at the end of the day, it is a close-knit community. So, you know, we don't want anyone to come in and feel like they need to like fake it so they can be accepted. That's not the point. I think you should be you. And if for some reason, like that's not the right fit for your local chapter, I mean, that's not the end of the world either. Maybe that means that you should be starting something that is your own with your own personality injected into it. I mean, in all honesty, if that's what you'd like to do, I'm still happy to chat. I think people just need to have those close-knit communities. And it matters. And if we can help or collaborate in some way, awesome. We've done collaborations with other networking groups and done events like that in the past too. That's gone really well. Cross-pollination is important. They've got new ideas that we haven't thought of. We've got new ideas they haven't heard of. And I think at the end of the day, we want that free flow of information and experience. So yeah, come visit if it feels like it's the right vibe and you want to, you know, get more information on how that next step goes. The leadership team is always happy to talk about that. If you want to reach out to Ben or I directly, Ben will put our, you know, social media presences in the show notes. And I always welcome a message. Please just don't hit me with a sales pitch or something like that. You know, anything other than that is cool. I will probably be back to you quickly. I'm pretty active on, you know, LinkedIn. But yeah, I'm all about creating those deep, genuine relationships. And I know they don't happen overnight. But every relationship starts with a single conversation, right? So mm-hmm. I'm equal opportunity on that. I think most people at least deserve to have a conversation as long as, you know, we're in alignment with some of the basics.
100%. So don't reach out saying, hi, I see you have a networking group. Would you like to scale the revenue of your networking group from 10% to 200% in 3 weeks? I have a solution for you.
Yes, please. Please save me and you the time. You can save your AI, you know, scraping software.
Where this one scraping are just going to message you anyways. They're not listening to this anyways. So we're talking to the wrong people right now. But
that's what we should do, Ben.
For the show notes, where do you want people to reach out to you?
I think LinkedIn is probably the best place to get in touch with me. So not only is it on my computer in an open tab, pretty much 24/7. I'm even active on the mobile. So, you know, as I say, get at me on that.
Love it. That is in the show notes, the description, whatever you want to call it. It is clickable. It's near you. Don't crash the car. take a screenshot, add it to your calendar, do it later. But Nate's friendly. He wants to have a conversation with you. Did we miss anything, man? It's an ongoing process. Did we miss anything we should have touched on?
You know, I think we've done it justice. So I don't think we need to talk the ear off anymore about it. If they want to have more personalized conversation, we're happy to do that.
Dude, I agree. Anybody, you can reach out to me anytime. I'm always in the show notes. People don't take me up on it. They should. They really should, because I would gladly, if you're listening and we haven't met yet, I want to meet you. Nate feels the same way. So yeah, let's continue the conversation. And dude, I swear, I think you are my first reoccurring. So I don't know if I got to get you a crown or a plaque or something, but Nate, it's I do appreciate you coming on.
I won't wear the crown. Yeah, I mean, I don't need anything, man. Just hanging out with you is always a blast.
You know, let me add something, because this is coming to mind. I mean, Nate was episode 6. I'm not going to get into my whole story, but I had no clue what I was doing, and I was just networking. Marshall, who was episode 1, has now joined VIP. So I was just networking and meeting people before I really understood where my business direction was going. And VIP wasn't the saving grace only thing that I did, but meeting Nate and members of VIP and the connections I built through that, honestly, like, this is a massive testimonial. I didn't even think I'd bring this up, but I was thinking back. I'm like, Marshall's episode 1, Nate's episode 6. They're both really good friends of mine, but it's because we are in alignment and we got along and we all want to help people. So, dude, testimonial to everything you're doing, man. And one more time, I'll get you a plaque. I appreciate you coming on the show. Whether you want the plaque or not, it's going to be plaque for Nate from Ben.
Hey, you know what? Maybe I know YouTube does all those streaming plaques or something frequent flyers. Maybe you get one of those for Belbert.
Dude, whatever you want, write it down. We'll make it happen.
We'll do some market research on that together and see if it's scalable for you first.
I didn't want to say that I wasn't crazy about the idea, but we'll do the market research first.
That's awesome.
Nate, till next time, man. It's always fun.
Always a blast, Ben. Thanks for the invite.
Thanks for listening to Rochester Business Connections. Don't forget to share this, rate, and comment on your favorite platform. You can also email me, ben@valbertmarketing.com. Let's connect soon. Until then, keep thriving, everyone.